Hi, I'm Sharina.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Stephanie, and we're a group Physics Rockers.
Yay!
Okay, so the first question was, why do physicists think that physics is the fundamental science?
Well, everything we do in our lives has...
Well, basically everything we do is really, everything, like every other science has to deal with physics as far as like biology and chemistry and everything like that. Like the way things work in the universe, like we have to know physics basically in order to answer those questions.
I read that it's a study that instructs a person in the art of critical thinking. How do they pose questions and how to solve the problems? It also applies laws of nature to find solutions to practical problems and develop new technologies. It's a very basic concept.
So I guess that would kind of lead on to the next question, which was like how a problem solving relates to our future profession. So like me as a physical, like trying to be a physical therapist, I guess, you know, I would have to, as far as problem solving goes, I'd have to know how to assess, like, my patients and stuff and even take into consideration physics. If, like, they, you know, tore a ligament or something, I would have to know what kind of exercises and how much force they would have to put onto their leg in order for them to heal the right way.
And then eventually how many times they'll have to work out the whatever's hurt in order for it to work normally again.
True, true. Well, in my case, since I'm going to be an animal trainer, it's going to be 50% observations just in my field and collecting data, and then the other 50% writing a report. But I think generally we all come to a conclusion that every job profession that we're going to enter is going to be pretty much analyzing the data we collect, evaluating it, applying it, and then making critical analysis about it. That's what pretty much critical thinking or problem solving consists of.
You want to be an animal trainer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
What's your favorite animal to train?
I think I would say monkey.
would that be the easiest?
Monkey?
Yeah.
Either, I don't know. I think so. It'd either be monkey or like a polar bear.
What about a dolphin?
No.
Dolphins
in mind
relation.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Smart. Okay, back onto the topic. Is there anything else about critical thinking skills?
They relate to Bloom's taxonomy.
I think, well, critical thinking skills and Bloom's taxonomy both kind of follow a scheme. But Bloom's taxonomy is a type of critical thinking skill. So the way Bloom's taxonomy is set up is it's a pyramid. And it goes from knowledge to understanding to application to analysis to synthesis and then evaluation.
That's working upwards, right?
Yeah.
Like, so the top of the pyramid would be evaluation.
Correct.
And in order to evaluate something, you need to have knowledge about it. It's kind of like a law. Even though you don't have knowledge or you don't understand anything, you still have to, because you can't get anywhere if you can't evaluate anything.
Yeah.
That kind of relates to being a student, because a lot of classes only test on the lowest level by giving multiple choice question tests.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the whole thing about how like we're not really being challenged in our classrooms and stuff. Like, you know, you go to big lecture halls and you kind of just soak in everything that the teacher tells you. You don't even care to like... Yeah, exactly.
Understand.
And I think Tony even mentioned that in class, how like we, you know, we try to memorize things, but we don't really even understand it. And so when people hit us with tests where it's like you have to know it from every direction,
yeah,
you don't know
yeah,
it,
we
even though you say you do, you know, because like you have the knowledge and you'll have the understanding, but if you can't apply it, you can't analyze it, then you never really reach the top of the pyramid of the Bloom's taxonomy. So that's like important, I guess. Well, it is important because not only, you know, like it's one of those things where it's like if you don't start practicing it now, then later on in the future, like
exactly.
It's just going to be a lot harder for you to catch on and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what helps. That's what's good about this class too, because it helps us practice that, especially with diagram reasoning and obviously
like
we're not
going to
draw a diagram
solving
for everything we do
later
in life, but reasoning, it's going to help us out.
Yeah, and also applies to what we're going to do in the future, like our professions.
Yeah, and it really keys into the problem solving, because I mean, in order to solve a problem, you have to get your facts together first. You know, you have to know things, and then the whole problem solving part is basically analyzing it.
Because you can't just go in there knowing nothing. Okay, what's next?
Well, there's the whole Big Bang Theory that we're
Well, let's see, what is pretty much the Big Bang Theory? Well, the Big Bang Theory is the scientific theory that the universe emerged from a tremendously dense and hot state, and it's pretty much saying that just there was a Big Bang, and all the matter and matter, just everything else formed from the galaxies and stars, and from that. So we're just gonna see. One of the questions is, how does the Big Bang theory, Big Bang theory, relate to 20th century existential postmodernist thought?
The existentialist thought is that human existence is unexplainable, and that our choices are totally free. So it just completely disregards religion, which is basically a belief.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Big Bang Theory is still a belief since it's never been proven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just a theory, basically. There's nothing to back it up. It's just that whole thing of how the universe was created. And so I guess, like, with existential postmodernism, you know, it's that whole, like, new free speech, free thought type thing, you know, the freedom to think whatever you want and believe whatever you want without basically being judged or penalized for it and stuff. And so,
no worry about consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was now, but then back then people thought that it was based on religion.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was forced on them to think
yeah,
that.
It was forced on them to
religion.
Think that it was a religious act, you know, like, oh yeah, God created the universe in, like, what, 7 days
or
something.
You have to think this way or else die in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's more like, it's one of those things where it's still not proven, just the same way, you know, religion, like, the whole theory of God and stuff isn't proven, but
everyone,
I guess,
has their own beliefs now.
Yeah.
Because it's the 20th century.
Well, 21st now.
Yeah, okay.
So
you're in the past. Living in the past.
That's pretty much it, I think.
So I think that sums it up, and that pretty much covers does anyone else have any questions or anything they'd want to
put in?
No, well, I don't.
That's about it.
I think we covered everything.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I hope we helped you guys out if you had any questions.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Until next time.